Good morning. I'm Vin Abneau. A Sunday night fire in Lakewood remains under investigation this morning. Police say one man suffered first-degree burns to his face due to a flash oven fire. The victim was airlifted to Livingston Medical Center as a precaution. There was no damage to any other units, and no one was displaced as a result of the fire. A Toms River woman who previously pled guilty to animal cruelty charges after leaving three dogs to die inside an abandoned Lacey home has been sentenced to 2 years of probation. Alyssa DiStefano was also ordered to perform 60 days of community service and has been given a lifetime ban on owning any animals. A Manchester man who allegedly provided a lethal concoction of heroin and fentanyl to another township resident has been charged with strict liability drug-induced death. DeAndre Tubbs was arrested 3 days after the death in August and has remained in jail since that day. The state's biggest healthcare system, RWJ Barnabas, is marking the milestone of 10,000 doses of monoclonal antibodies given to COVID-19 patients with a 96% success rate. One doctor calling it a silver lining amid other treatments, like the three U.S.-approved vaccines that have grabbed the headlines.
The antibodies, lab-made from the genetic material of COVID survivors and given intravenously, are intended to accomplish two objectives for those already infected, according to Senior Vice President Dr. Christopher Freer.
The two goals were do everything we can for our patients while we have them in our hands and prevent admissions and save hospital beds for other patients and keep patients home with their families and friends to recover.
To be eligible for monoclonal antibodies, you must have tested positive for the coronavirus within 10 days of showing current symptoms and cannot have progressed to the level of needing oxygen or other hospitalization. In Trenton, I'm Patrick Lavery.
New Jersey is among the highest vaccination rates in the nation. 75% of all eligible people who live, work, or study in New Jersey are considered fully vaccinated. That's nearly 6 million people. Another 6.7 million have had at least one dose of the vaccine. 315,000 have come back for a booster shot. Governor Phil Murphy's mandates requiring all workers at state agencies, authorities, and colleges and universities to be fully vaccinated or subject to testing takes effect today. All state workers are also required to be back in their offices as well. United Way of Monmouth and Ocean Counties is holding their annual Warmest Wishes Coat Drive by collecting coats in an effort to keep kids warm as the seasons change. Their mission throughout the year is to find the needs of people living in the community and help our neighbors in filling that void. One of their community partners are schools, and Lori McLean, president and CEO of United Way of Monmouth and Ocean Counties, says that's where they learned how great a need there was and is for students in need of a coat.
The administration was noticing that kids from lower-income families were wearing hand-me-downs that, quite honestly, have seen better days, or they weren't wearing coats at all.
McLean said this was especially true for districts with a large population of students who walk to school in the cold winter months. Their coat drive runs through November 30th, Giving Tuesday. Saker ShopRite, the largest owner of ShopRite supermarkets at the Jersey Shore, has agreed to buy 7 locations from the Perlmutter family, according to a letter to employees obtained by the Asbury Park Press. The unions representing workers support the sale as Saker is a family-owned business like Perlmutter. I'm Vin Abneau on the Town Square Jersey Shore News Network. Have a great Monday.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.